Grapes, I gotta get some on my chest.
Oh, you coming in hot already.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, we had the end of the year press conferences today. We had Monty, we had Mike. We're going to be talking about them all day. We also got the Malik, well, hopefully the Malik Monk announcement of Sixth Man of the Year. Somebody will be announced as the Sixth Man of the Year about 3:30, hopefully Malik. And I understand these are difficult press conferences, especially for the coach. And I hope Mike Brown is here for a long time. I really do.
Yes.
I think he's a very, very good coach. I think we're all lucky he's here. But the press conference today, I'm tired of the, you know, we almost did this. We could have done that. And if we made this many more free throws, we'd have been seventh in offensive rating. And if Malik, no, actually it was De'Aaron. If De'Aaron hadn't made those game winners last season, we wouldn't have won as many games last year.
What do you want to hear then, Whitey?
How you're going to get better. I don't need to hear all this. You know, we were almost, when you look at it, we were almost as good or better than last year. Tell me what's going on. Why things didn't go the way that we wanted them to this year and how you fix it. There was one other one, too, and it's just,
I saw you tweet this out. I saw your frustration on the social media app. I knew you were upset about that.
I mean, there's like three likes.
No, did you? You went viral today.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
But that's how Mike is, though. All throughout the season, he's been that way.
Yes.
All throughout the season. Well, if we, you know, had more spray threes or if we would have shot this amount and that amount— I think what you heard today is not necessarily the conversations they have behind closed doors. I think those things that you're talking about, they keep that in-house. No need to make it public because as soon as you make it public, you look down the roster, we need a power forward. That must mean Harrison Barnes is gone. We need better shooting. What about Kevin Huerter? And so I think what Mike does— he's trying to look at it on the positive. He's trying not to give any headlines. First of all, I do know they're trying not to give any headlines or any clickbait.
Sure,
get
all that.
That's their MO there. They're trying to give you something without giving you anything, basically.
I respect the heck
out
of
just a lot of words. Nothing that really moves the needle.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, though, because— we know what happened, Mike.
That's it.
That's what you're saying.
And
we already know all that.
I feel like that narrative is almost like you're trying to tell me, look, I know it looked like this. But really, if you consider this, and we almost did that.
Well, if the ball bounces.
Yeah. And how many teams in the league right now could sit down and go, you know, there's like five games this year we think we could have won.
Right.
Every team. So that's all. It bothered me a little bit. I feel like almost any, to me, he doesn't have to. Maybe it's because I think he's a good coach anyway. I feel like he's almost trying too hard to convince us this year wasn't as bad as it looked. Everything's great.
Well, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it looked. 46 wins,
mm-hmm.
two less than last year, Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we were erecting the statue of Mike Brown. This year, you're ready to say, Mike, I'm tired of hearing about all this.
I made a decision. I do want him around.
I know you want him around.
I do.
But you don't like, last year, everything Mike Brown was selling, we were just eating it up like mm-hmm. it was Thanksgiving mm-hmm. dinner. Mm-hmm. We like, can I have another? Now it feels like, and I'm not saying you, I'm just talking people in general, it's like the act is wearing thin almost. Like, all right, that sounds all fine and dandy, Mike,
mm-hmm.
but that's not fixing the problem. That's not giving us any answers.
Right. I just feel like he's not giving us enough credit, but I get it. I understand it's part of his job. And I also think that some of the things that Monty said were actually a lot more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, which is, you know, Monty's our guy, but usually he says a ton of words without saying a darn thing.
I remember
thing.
Last year's end of the year where we're going through it. Is there anything in here we can even talk about? No, anything.
Exactly. But yeah, I thought Monty gave us a little more today. I think when you look at Mike in the situation this season, I think to a man behind closed doors, when he looks at the mirror, whatever it may be, it was a disappointing season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 46 wins, you can spin it, you know, two off. It could have been 50, whatever. But at the end of the day, it wasn't, you know? And he's right. If we would have made our free throws, if we would have did this, but you didn't do that, Mike.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You didn't do that. And I think at the end of the day, behind closed doors, he understands that.
I'm sure he does.
But publicly, you know, and this, he's taking a different tack. Because I've seen coaches come out and say, no, we got to be better. Well, you know, the free throw shooting this year, unacceptable. That's not the way he handles things.
unless he handles it behind closed doors, which that wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
I think also it's a difficult task for him and for especially for Monty right now, because they hope that next year the roster looks totally different. Well, you can't say that. And at the same time, you don't want to sing the praises of some of these guys who, you know, they may be gone. So it's a difficult, you're doing a kind of a delicate dance today. I get that.
It is. And we'll play some of Mike and some of Monty throughout the next 4 hours, obviously. But I will say, listening to Monty, he talked about the flexibility they have with the picks, personnel. And so he talked like a guy who knew he had to make moves this offseason. And I think that's, you know, what I want to hear as a Kings fan is that what we have right now, we know it has to be better. We have to get better. And I thought Monty said that without actually coming out and saying it. But the way he talked about the draft picks, he was asked about, and we'll play this later, about Dallas making the moves at the deadline. You didn't. He said, well, we'll be in a much more flexible place than those teams come this offseason. Mm-hmm. And so I fully believe, based off what I heard today, they understand. But here's the thing, Whitey. We knew that back in December, and that's what's so frustrating from a fan standpoint. The issues that the Kings have right now, they had them back in December. Mm-hmm. They had them back in January. And that's why Kings fans are frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, this is the offseason, Monty, where you got to get it done. No more excuses.
Mm-hmm.
No more, you know, I was at the plate. I was trying to swing, but the pitcher threw it all out the strike zone. Every pitch can't be out of the strikes.
Exactly.
Sometimes you bases. Sometimes you got to swing. You got to swing the bat.
Yeah. So. But then when we're going back to, hey, if Foxy hadn't made those shots last year.
Oh, man.
Like, wait, what?
Wow.
What are we doing?
Yeah, maybe that's a defense mechanism.
Yeah,
for Mike,
probably.
It probably is.
I appreciate what you just said, because you're referring to, you know, we're not known here, the media here. I'm not talking about somebody else. How about we're not known for our tough questions. And I thought Matt George, he asked that question.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good question. Like, basically it was, Monty, do you regret not doing anything at the deadline? And his answer was, no, we those teams did what they did, but we still have that flexibility that would have been lost if we'd gone out and overpaid for some of these fringe players.
Yeah, and I felt like he didn't answer the question, really. Like, Monty's very – I give Monty credit. Like, you know, I think he's done a fabulous job. Remember, I mentioned it last week, upgrading the roster. But you can never pin him down. You can't, you know, back him into a corner. He knows how to, you know, massage the words and give you a little something without giving you anything.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
gives you just enough that you feel a little bit satisfied. Mm-hmm. It's like Chinese food. You eat it, and then an hour later, you're like, dang, I'm hungry again. No, Monty, I want more. You realize, I really didn't get nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's great at doing that. I don't know, man. Like, these end-of-season press conferences, especially with these two guys. Now, if Danny Ainge was sitting up there, Danny, you know, is kind of a guy that wears his emotions on his sleeve. He'll tell you, you know, even Celtic ownership, you know, when I was there, you know, but this is not how they operate. You know, it's, they don't let much get out. Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't know their plans. Remember, we didn't know Domantas Sabonis, we were going to acquire him by way of trade. We didn't know, you know, Davion was going to be the pick, if you will. Keegan Murray, we didn't know. Like, they don't leak a lot of things, and they don't give you a glimpse of to what their plans are. So, honestly, I feel like I came out of the day, the only thing I feel like I heard from Monty McNair was that we have flexibility to get things done this offseason. So we're in a good position to shake things up, make some moves. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest thing I took away from
it. So the implication there to fans is, and he even said, he may have used the phrase, exploring all options. So again, there's an implication that something major could be coming, but they're not going to do something just to do something. But now we're back basically where we were a year ago, where everyone this time of year was anticipating, you know, we're dealing with the loss to the Warriors a year ago, but all right, this is going to be an active summer. Ultimately, it wasn't, and it wasn't an active deadline either. So now there's more pressure to do something.
I agree, but let me ask you this, and there's no right answer. Like, I don't even know where I stand.
Oh, there is, and I will give it to you.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you and our YouTube watchers and listeners and everything. Would you rather Monty and the Kings make a bold move, a risky move, and it backfire, or they just stay the status quo, play it safe? You know what I mean? It's like in blackjack. Do you want them to double down, go for it when the dealer is showing a king? and you got an ace high, or do you want to play it safe? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I know.
Do you want him to swing for the fences?
You clearly don't want to do something that backfires. But so I know what you're saying.
But it's about taking the risk. What if
taking the risk is, yeah, I'd like to see him take some risk.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah. If your caveat is if the foundation of the question is it's going to backfire, it's like, no.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Of course not. but I'm saying, you know, we're watching all these other teams. Phoenix made some moves. It hasn't worked, though. But at the time, getting Bradley Beal, they went out and got Brad Beal. Look at this. Look how it didn't work. And so do we like, and hear me out when I say this, Kings fans, do we like a boring, just consistent, you know, toad like snail?
Kings fans don't want, and you know that as well as I do, Kings fans don't want another year of that.
Right, that's what I'm
just went through.
But or do we swing for a Bradley Beal? But it might not quite work out. You win the headlines though. You win the news cycle. You on ESPN if you trade for Zach LaVine, somebody like that.
Yeah, last year it was easier to squint and imagine that. All right, they didn't do much. A few moves around the margins, but they should be. They were third. They're going to be right in there this year, having seen how everyone in the West improves. If you don't really do much this year, people are going to go into next season going, we're going to get our heads
right
to us
right
on a platter.
That's the thing. And this is the thing where I disagree with Monty to an extent, because, and we'll hear from him in a minute. San Antonio's coming.
Yep.
Houston's coming.
Uh-huh.
You know, all these teams behind you, they're getting better. And so you have to do something. Because everybody else is adding, even if you just stay the same, that's not going to fly with Kings fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we continue the autopsy of Monty and Coach Brown's end of the year press conferences as we roll on. Be right back with more Drive Guys Sacktown Sport. Maybe it's just kind of the frame of mind people are in today. How about this, Drapes, from your guy Compio? Three things that must change for the betterment of the NBA. One, get rid of the two-minute report. Two, end the in-season tournament. And three, get rid of the play-in.
What the heck?
Where's that coming from?
Right. What did the in-season tournament have to do? Like, he's been holding on to that for 4 or 5 months. Come on, Compio.
Huh.
You know what?
Get rid of it.
He's enjoying the James Brown, by the way.
And he wants the ABA to come back, you know? Like,
yes.
That's Compio's era, you know? He wants the red, white, and blue ball. Take away the three-point line. Disallowed a slam dunk. Like, Compio want
to
roll this
back.
Go
back to the original right. key.
Exactly.
Little narrow.
Go back to 1968. You know, come on, Compio.
Manny Too Legit says, we can't run it back again this time.
That's true. I, when you look at it, and you've talked about this 1,000 times, we're not good enough to be great. We're not bad enough to retool and bottom out. We're stuck in that middle point. And the thing is, you got De'Aaron Fox, who's 26, Domas 27, about to be 28. These guys are in the primes of their career. Now is the time to strike. This is not building for the next 3 years. You got to go right now. I don't want a championship contender in 3 years from now. Because De'Aaron will be 29, Domas will be 32. Like, then the window is already starting to close.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
window is now. It's this upcoming season. In terms of, like, the next 3 years, we got to be competing for Western Conference championships.
Yeah.
We're not just trying to make the playoffs. We're trying to go deep, Whitey.
It would be premature right now to say, they have a championship window. But I agree with you. The window to relevance, they opened it last year.
Yeah.
And this year, maybe it's closed a little bit, but... Yeah, you don't shut that down and then revisit it in 3 years. You have to get that thing as wide as you can over the next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Three, 4 years, and hopefully you do get a shot at playing some really significant postseason games.
Well, yeah, and what worries me, and we've, you know, fans understand it too, Minnesota's not going anywhere. OKC's not going anywhere. And so if you wait 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, slow play this, by that time, our guys will be old. Shoot, you look at OKC, they're the second youngest team in the league right now, Whitey, and they're the number one over.
Yeah.
They're set up for another 5 to 10 years of dominance here. Where are we at?
Before we get to Mike Brown, you know, yesterday we were talking about, why is this a story? And Mike Brown addressed it today. You just mentioned Minnesota. You probably saw this from Woj last week. Mm-hmm. It looks like Mark Lohr and A-Rod, their financial projections that they gave the NBA, they showed that those guys, if they do get the Timberwolves next year, they plan to drop down below the luxury tax in their first season, which would mean they'd have to trade somebody like Cat.
Yes.
Maybe Jaden McDaniels. You have any interest in Cat? You're the Kings. You're looking at everything now.
I'm 100% interested in Cat. Cat's the kind of big that could play alongside Domantas Sabonis. I would do Cat in a heartbeat. I don't know what it would take to get.
Right.
I'm just talking about the player and
that's,
the fit.
That's all I ask.
I would do Cat in a heartbeat. I'd do McDaniels in a heartbeat. You know, those two guys, without blinking, without question, I would want them on this Kings team.
Daniels kind of outplayed KD.
He looked good, right?
Yeah.
And he might be one of those guys we've talked about where with a bigger role, more responsibility, he could blossom into something more. And I think that's who we could talk about Cat, and we would love that, but that's going to cost you a lot. McDaniels will be a little bit cheaper, and you throw him in this system. He has the size, the length, the athleticism. He could defend. We saw last night he can score. He might be a guy, if Minnesota's trying to get under the tax, that we might be able to take a look at.
The fox, the ox, and the cat.
Nah, man. Nah. I
don't know. Something about it seems good. Jay, you in on Karl Anthony Towns, potentially?
What? What are you talking about, Jay?
It feels funny, huh?
What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, it depends.
What did Karl Anthony Towns do to all of a sudden nobody wants him? What are you talking about, Jay?
Well, not everybody. It's just Jay doesn't want him, as I speak in Ricky Henderson third person.
Jay doesn't want him.
I don't know. I just don't know if he's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I get why, though. He's an all-star. He's a 2010 guy, you know, hopefully stays healthy.
You're looking at upgrading.
Perfect Cat.
And talent-wise, it's an upgrade.
Yeah,
but
he's there.
With you. It's like, otherwise,
I need somebody but we've talked about this. I need somebody with a little more edge.
Man, what are you, Jay, come on, man.
Dude,
that's
Cat,
true. And you're Mr. We need an edge.
Yeah, but that, just because it's not crawling in Anthony Towns don't mean I can't go out and get somebody else. I still can get Najee Marshall. I still can get, you know, Dylan Brooks or whoever it may be. We're talking about an all-star elite level player, and you guys are saying, I don't know if he's, man, please. I would go to Minnesota right now and get Karl Anthony Towns.
When they got Gobert to pair with Cat, I was asking Jerry Reynolds, I said, Jerry, who is Karl Anthony Towns going to guard now? And he said, the same person he always guards. Nobody.
Right. But here's the thing. Let me ask you this. When Minnesota got Rudy Gobert, how did you feel about that?
I didn't think it would work.
Exactly.
And the first year it didn't.
Exactly. 2 years ago, everybody's like, Rudy Gobert? Even people now on the anonymous poll, overrated player and all that. But he's changed what they're doing in Minnesota. He's really playing some great basketball. And so,
Selling me Rudy Gobert or Cat? Which one are you selling me?
I'm selling, don't let the public narrative impact your thinking, big fella. Don't let the Twitter box tell you how Carl Anthony Towns is. Please, I'd take Carl Anthony Towns in a second.
That's fine.
In a heartbeat.
And you'd probably still not have a championship.
I guarantee you we would be a top
Rudy
four
Gobert
team.
And Anthony Edwards.
With Carl Anthony Towns on this team, we would be a top four seed easily. Without, he is the perfect fit for Domantas Sabonis. A big that can stretch the floor. You just said it yesterday, Whitey. We need shooting. That's the best shooting big man in the league. And y'all don't want him?
There goes your 14th defensive rating.
Man, you guys, I was told Harrison Barnes didn't impact that anyway. He wasn't a good defender anyway. Like, it's about the perimeter guys, not about the backside guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to keep an eye on.
Man,
potentially.
I need the people to weigh in. I need to know on Carl Anthony Towns. Yes, 916-339-1140, because I can't be the only one.
And what you giving up?
Now you got to have a deeper conversation. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
but
that's
you guys
the parameters
just said
are,
no on the
no,
player.
You're right. I mean, that's the parameters. Is would you be interested in Carl Anthony Towns?
Right. You guys obviously, are saying if
it would cost you something significant.
It would cost you something significant.
Which
but
is what?
In terms of the player, well, let me pull up the trade machine.
Give me something.
Let me pull up the trade machine.
I mean, Keegan's
because
gotta
you're out
be
on
in
it
mix.
No matter what, though. You're out on Carl Anthony Towns no matter what, right?
Multiple number ones and some veterans. That's the going price for a guy like that. Fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that's yeah. all we're saying. Yeah. I think you're going to lose this. I'll be interested. Maybe you...
You know what? You got to give up something to get... And this
yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about earlier when, you know, I brought up, do you want Monty McNair to swing for the fences
yes,
or, you
I
know,
do
something big and splashy or play the conservative route? Getting Cat... Whatever it may be, you have to give him up to get him is a big splashy move. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing? If we trade it, we've been begging ESPN for coverage. We get Carl Anthony Towns.
That's true.
I'm telling you that we own the news cycle, the headlines. You got three all-stars on your squad now.
Damon Ampania says Cat would be a great fit next to Domas. Let's see, Manny, too legit. I would like Cat Drapes. It just depends for who, but that's all right. That's not part of it.
Oh, that is part of it.
No, but wasn't part of it initially.
Okay. I mean,
you guys were out on him without even, yeah.
Do
you're right.
Cat
I mean,
or
if
not.
You were going to do it, that would be a legitimate concern, but we're just saying, would you potentially have interest in Cat?
You're going to get Cat for... Sasha Vazinkov and
nah,
Trey
Jay,
Lyles.
You're changing the conversation now, Jay.
No, it's going to take, like we said, it would take you probably multiple
Keegan.
Number ones, and then maybe Barnes and Herter, and then maybe a little more net. It's going to cost a
I don't
lot.
Know. This first round pick coming up, obviously, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
no question,
it'll
cost you a lot.
Now, if we want to do a deep dive into the actual package, let's take a look at that. But I'm saying on the surface, without knowing what I'd have to give up, give me Carl Anthony Towns.
We ready to go? Yeah. Let's talk to Fred on Sacktown Sports. Hey, Fred, thanks for listening to The Drive, guys. What do you think? General Manager Fred, what's your decision?
Hey, guys. I don't have a decision on that, but I'm thinking KD from Phoenix for two first-round picks. They need a veteran, and they need somebody that's going to start the game out on a very positive note, because when they start out negative, they suck.
All right, thanks,
he said
Fred.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
For just two firsts.
Sign me up.
Financially doesn't
work
out.
How are we talking?
I love, you know how much I love Kevin Durant.
Right.
I at this point, I'm out on KD.
You what? Out on KD?
I think he's done. I love it.
Come on, man.
No, why do you, dude, average 28 points a game, man? Mm-hmm.
I just think he's wearing down. I don't think he's as impactful. And to bring to my team now, want somebody a little younger. Because you can't get him for two number ones.
Let me get
him for two number ones, I'm in.
Let me remind you guys, we missed the playoffs. We weren't even in the playoffs. We were the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
We were the Golden State Warriors. I tell you what, ask Golden State right now. They take Kevin Durant back in a heartbeat, and then they be finals contenders. How come we can't get Kevin Durant to be a contender?
I just don't like his fit with my timeline. I don't disagree that he's a phenomenal talent.
What
you know,
is
I'm
our
a big
timeline, Wade?
KD guy. It's like the next
five
four,
years.
Four
or five
years. Yeah.
You think he got what? Two maybe left?
Maybe. Okay. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. How about Jeff on Sacktown Sports? Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. What do you think? You in on Carl Anthony Towns?
Uh, I'm getting very, very happy with Cat because, like I said, he's in a timeline. He seems like he's mellowed out. He ain't been doing crazy things.
He's mellow already.
Brown can, Coach Brown can probably settle him down, make him a superstar. But he would be planted on the 3-point line. He doesn't like to bang like Domas, and Domas would love to feed him. I'm telling you, that is a good matchup.
All right. Well, all right. It's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Mark went down Drape's side.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a lot better than I thought you would.
Am I?
A lot better.
We ain't keeping track of this
score. Yeah, I am, big fella. I'm about to pull out my pen and paper right now.
We got Will standing by. We'll
this
take
ain't
a quick
dominoes.
Time out.
We ain't building houses.
Come back to the Carl Anthony Towns question. If you're, are the Kings, should they be interested in Cat? We got to get to what Mike Brown said about his contract status, too, as we roll on Sacktown Sports. We just got started, and the whole show is in the fiery grip of a controversy already. Today, of course, Mike Brown and Monty McNair had their end of the year press conferences, and Monty stated that Kings are going to look at all options. I think he was asked about the core, who's untouchable, basically said, we're looking at all of our options. So we're helping him look at all options, including some talented players who could be available, some talented players who are expected to possibly be available. We came across this once again from Woj, who talked about Minnesota. They've got new ownership coming in potentially. Those new owners, A-Rod and Mark Lohr, have already made it clear they want a lower payroll, which would mean that if they want to drop payroll by about $25 million, then somebody like Jaden McDaniels, somebody like Carl Anthony Towns could be available. If you're a Kings fan, are you interested in Carl Anthony Towns? Drape says he is, and he's got a lot of company.
Yeah, I'm all in on Carl Anthony Towns. You're talking about not just a 2010 guy, a 25-10 guy, maybe a 27-10 guy, a guy that's the best shooting big man in the NBA, a guy that's on the timeline when you look at his age. What is he, 28, I think I had him at? Yeah, 28. So he fits perfectly with Domas and De'Aaron. This is a guy that's a multiple-time All-Star, 4-time All-Star, and we got people, Jay, saying no, thank you.
I'm with Jay.
I just don't like his character.
Oh my gosh, dude! Like you know we're not getting that kind of talent from anywhere else, right? Where else can you get a 4-time All-Star? Like think
in the
about
NBA.
That. Yes, in the NBA. Like what other guys are you going to trade for?
If I'm hunting for Cat, then I'm also hunting for other people too.
Which would be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hard to do because he would cost a lot.
He'd cost a lot, but and here's the thing. Those other people, we're talking if he's available. 4-time All-Stars don't just come available every single week or year.
Agreed.
You know?
If they do, there's a reason why they are.
And Minnesota's reason is they want to get under the cap. Mm-hmm. Not because Carl Anthony Towns is horrible, they don't want him, he's flamed out or anything like that. It's a financial decision.
Yeah.
That Minnesota, that's the context.
Yes, but there are other people on the roster. I mean, they'd say, well, he's the one that'd have to go.
Well, Rudy Gobert, you can get rid of him. You can get rid of him. His value's probably not as high as Carl Anthony Towns. Who else are you going to get rid of? Mike Conley? his value's not as high.
Get rid of Ant-Man.
And get rid of Ant-Man. And so I'm...
Well, you're winning.
Okay.
You're winning the voting. Unofficially. We don't have an official tally.
I only got 1-0 on the callers so far. Like, yeah. On the call line.
339-1140. Pardon me. 1-800-920-1140. Will is back with us today. Hello, Will. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Great, Thank Will. You for hanging on. We appreciate it.
Hey, Whitey, I love you, man. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. But Jay, you my boy. You my boy, Jay. But I got to disagree with you on this one, man. If we can get Cat or either Nas Reed, somebody like that with some size, some length, and some athleticism, that'll help Domas out big time. Because when you think about it, a 7-foot number one, he was the number one overall pick the year he was drafted, Cat was. And he could bust the rock. He could shoot. And then it'll clear it up for Domas, because when Domas play athletic big teams, he struggles big time in the post. But if you got Cat on the wing, they can't double team him and cause him to make all those turnovers and things like that. Okay, but let me get to Whitey.
Yeah.
And KD, I love you, man. Hey, look. I love you guys because you feeling me? The guys this morning hung up in my face, man. Oh. Check it out. Because what you were saying, Whitey, what we were saying, I mean, Brown going to bring up if they had hit two or three more free throws. I mean, that was so ridiculous when they lost at least 6, 7, 8 games. They should have won. Period, because they had double-digit leads and they couldn't stop anybody. And then they were talking about they had a better defensive team this year. Maybe statistically, maybe. But how many times did we blow double-digit leads in the second half? Because we didn't stop anybody. And then my man really got me, man, McNair, when he actually said he had no regrets. Mm. I mean – You know, me and you as grown men and KD and Jay, we have regrets every week, man. We do something. I should have tried something. You know, we was all talking about the trading deadline, who they can go after, who they can try to do. And then you don't come on your press conference end of the year press conference and say, I have no regrets. That just turned me off.
All right,
hi,
Will.
Fellas.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Will coming in hot. Yeah, I love
it. That's a great point he raised, because, you know, Mike, and again, we'll get to Mike. And we all want Mike to be here a long time. But when he talked about the offense, and hey, someone pointed out to me, it's funny because he said, I'm not an analytics guy, but somebody pointed out to me that if we made free throws like we did last year, the offense would be much better. But we know, maybe that's true, maybe whatever. We know the offense this year, there were problems with the offense, and it wasn't as simple as, they made more free throws, the offense would have been fine. Right?
Yeah.
Right? That was not the problem.
All right. You try to get me. No, you're right. You're right. And I think Mike is oversimplifying it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like you said.
I get the point that he's making.
Right. I get the point. It's true. If you would have made your free throws and you would have shot like last year's clip, you would have won more games. But there were more glaring issues offensively than just making some free throws or just making some more open threes. I felt like the offense bogged down, like the freedom of movement, the crispness, like teams took that away from you late in the season. And so, and I've said it a million times, what's your plan B offensively when it breaks down? Give it to De'Aaron, get out the way. Give it to Malik, get out the way. No, I need a little more, you know, original play calling, a little more diversified play calling from the squad.
Do you have somebody that you know that lives near you named Lawrence Dubois?
I do not.
Lawrence Dubois says Draper should be the guy to help Monty shape the upcoming roster.
You know what?
Yeah, and then we'd have Wiggins.
Zach LaVine. who else?
Maybe that wouldn't be bad. I don't know.
Carl Anthony Towns. Hey, man, that could be a winning Oh, Lawrence, I appreciate that, man. That would be I'd love to do some front office work, man. That kind of thing. Come on, man. That's stuff I dream about.
That's
man.
Fun until you're wrong on
and
something.
And then you're wrong, right? Yeah. That job is woo.
Yeah. Heavens to Resin says if Cat had interest in being anything other than a liability on D, he might be worth multiple firsts and role players. I'd rather trade way less for a defensive minded four like Bobby Portis or Jaren Jackson Jr.
Man,
who's getting a lot of
mention. This is the, you know, I'm sorry we opened up this Pandora's box because what's happening is you got a lot of people chiming in on this. That have no idea what they're talking about. And I'm talking about Heavens to Resin. He said, I'd rather trade away less for Bobby Portis. I'd rather have Bobby Portis on this team than Karl-Anthony Towns. Is that what you're saying, Heavens to Resin?
We're talking to give up less. I get what he's saying.
We don't even know. That wasn't even the conversation. Uh-huh. Who knows what you got to give up for Karl-Anthony Towns? They're trying to dump some salary. I don't know. You know, but my thing is, why are we talking about Karl-Anthony Towns being a liability when the team that he's on is the number one defensive team in the NBA? Think about this, Whitey. If he's such a defensive liability, maybe you surround him with better defensive players. And we know for a fact that defense was not the problem this year. We just talked about how their top 15 defense. We just talked about how the offense was horrible at times.
So are you saying he's not a bad defender, or are you saying it doesn't matter that he is a
bad defender? It doesn't matter that he's a bad defender because, as Minnesota proved, you can start him and have him play 30-plus minutes and still be the number one defensive team. Don't tell me he doesn't play defense, and that's the reason why you don't want him when – he doesn't play defense in Minnesota, wants him, and they're number one in defense. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
You know where I am on this whole thing? I'm back to Jeremy Grant. I'm back. The Jeremy Grant bus. I'm back on it.
Tell me why.
Because he can shoot. He can play multiple positions.
Cat.
He has played every role on good teams from...
Has he really?
He started out on some good teams where he was just a guy. He was a defensive-minded player, stopper, and then he went on and became a star, an offensive
foundation.
But
Kings fans...
What did I say that's wrong?
I'm just flabbergasted that you guys wouldn't want Karl-Anthony Towns. Like,
he's soft!
No, he's not! No... Look at, I'll take 25-9 soft any day of the week. We need to upgrade the talent.
That's box score now.
Here's the thing, Jay. You can have a bunch of tough guys that don't have any skill. Go for it. True. You can have that. This guy is skill. This guy is an up. 5 years ago, there was talking, who's better, Towns or Anthony Davis? Remember that discussion?
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's only 28. Like, I don't believe there's any, like, and you're saying, I'd rather have Jeremy Grant, or I'd rather have Bobby Portis. Or I'm like, this is Karl-Anthony Towns, a four-time All-Star, fellas.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He didn't have a lot of postseason success. You have to admit.
Neither do we.
I know, so that doesn't seem like a great match.
Now, does Jeremy Grant have?
No, he doesn't. That's a good point.
Okay, that's a very good point.
I mean, what do we, come on, man. I think he has more. I'll have to look it up.
I throw out a guy, and everybody looks for the warts in that guy.
No,
I already saw those warts before you threw him out. We're having a Twitter argument on radio right now. It's man, this guy is playing great. It's like the LeBron James argument. Man, LeBron is the GOAT. Well, he didn't do this. He doesn't do that. That's what we're having right now with Karl-Anthony Towns.
Uh-huh.
I say Karl-Anthony Towns is great. You guys say, well, he doesn't play defense. He's not tough. You know, it's like, come on,
you want
me
to pretend I think he's the best player ever?
No, I want you to be.
Yeah.
He would be an upgrade for us.
Talent-wise, yes.
No doubt about it.
That's why you got to look at it. And when we come back, we'll look at Mike Brown and what he had to say about his future as the coach of the Kings. Next, Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Yesterday, we went back and forth a little bit on Mike Brown and his future. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Kyle, but I know you... I got the sense you think that the whole Mike Brown's future being an issue is a little overblown.
I think right now, yes. Yeah. Having that discussion right now is a little overblown.
What did you think of the fact that he commented on... Well, he was asked, but what did you think of... We'll play it here, but what did you think of the fact that he was asked about it today?
I thought it was really interesting that the way he phrased it, you know, he has 2 years on the deal, but the last year is a mutual option. He phrased it, and we'll hear this from him, that he has 1 year left on his deal. And the way he made it sound, and we'll play this, is it's not a concern for him. He didn't say, yes, I'd love to re-sign with Sacramento right now. He basically made it sound like we'll cross that bridge when it's up, which to me leaves open a lot of different things. Like, you could get re-signed. Somebody else could hire you. Another offer could come. And so he did not clear it up today.
Mm-hmm.
He only, in my opinion, created more questions.
Interesting. Yeah, and I believe it was Jason Anderson from The B asking the question. Mike Brown today on his Kings future at his press conference.
It's not really at the end of the day. I have 1 year left on my deal. Everybody knows that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about our future. And so I'm going to go into this summer trying to figure out how we can be better next year. And then next year trying to attack it because we're disappointed we're not playing and we feel like we left some things on the table.
So you think he has one more year and then there's the mutual option.
Yeah.
You think he's trying to swing it back in his favor, like implying, you know, I don't have to stay here after this year if I don't want to.
I don't know if that's what he was trying to do, but that option sounded like it could be available.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out when he said, Jay, can you play that for me one more time? I want to hear this one more time, Jay, because when he said, we'll attack it next year, was he talking about the contract next year or will attack the schedule next year? You know, like, and so I wasn't sure exactly what he was saying on that.
Do you want to hear that again?
Yeah, Jay, yeah, let's hear that one more time.
It's not really at the end of the day. I have 1 year left on my deal. Everybody knows that. but I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about our future. And so I'm going to go into this summer trying to figure out how we can be better next year and then next year trying to attack it because we're disappointed we're not playing and we feel like we left some things on the table.
Yeah, I hear that as him saying next year we're going to attack it.
The contract being better. Okay. Yeah. See, I wasn't like, he didn't really answer it though, right? We knew everything he just said. We knew you had a 2 years left, 1 year with the option.
Didn't you think it was interesting, though? You know, oh, I have a year left. Everybody knows that. You know, it depends how you look at it. You
right.
have 2 years, technically.
Right. I'd say two years,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that when he said it immediately, that's the thing I thought. 1 year? He's already.
Yeah.
I didn't like the sound
he's
of
talking
that.
To somebody there.
Yeah, he's talking to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I like it here, but we have to get something done at some point.
Yeah,
and it's interesting how many people now, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of Kings fans say, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'd want him, which, again, to me,
that's crazy. Yeah, he's been the best coach since Adelman, since he's been here. And here's the thing about that. You know, one thing, and I don't know Mike that well, and I don't want to speak for him, but when you operate from a position of strength, which I think he's in, you have to understand and know your value. And so he may not, and I don't know this, I'm just saying, like, let's say I'm coach of the Sacramento Kings. Sure, I may want to be back, but I may not. I don't know. I want to, might want to keep my options open too, because Mike Brown knows his value. And so I was shocked that he said 1 year left. Because if you only have 1 year left, you don't want a lame duck coach, right? You don't want...
Yeah, I agree with you.
And so...
To me, that's in a way just kind of subtly nudging it back towards, you know, I have some options here too.
Yeah, exactly. It's not all just on the team.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like, I got to hope they re-sign me. Yeah, I want to be here, but if they... Maybe I won't want to be here in a year.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the, and that's what my point. I don't think Mike cleared up anything. It only raised more questions, if you ask me. You know, somebody asked, you know, me that question... Yeah, I saw that story. Hey, guys, I'm here in Sacramento. This is where I want to be. I'm only focused on trying to do what's best for this organization and this team. Bam, end of story. Like, he kind of, you know.
But if I'm the coach of the team and I can deal with that, and, you know, he's been through it, he can. I don't know how much value there is in the court of public opinion, but if I have a team that I have helped become successful again, and I have people ask me, hey, what's up with your contract? That helps me. You know, right? Because it's like, yeah, I don't know. Hey, what's going on with the contract? Yeah, I don't know.
And then ownership or whatever hears kinda, that.
Yeah,
like,
puts a little heat on
them, right?
Like, when people go, well, why is he signed? What's going on? Well, it's not his fault, clearly, because he wants to be here.
Maybe a little gamesmanship.
So, a little bit.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but I can see what you mean. It sort of puts it on ownership to, like, hey, how come you guys haven't approached Mike
maybe
about
there's
it yet?
No benefit in that, but there might be some.
Yeah,
it certainly doesn't hurt.
I think we, and you said it, we all agree, me, you, and Jay, at least, we want Mike back. Like, what he's done to for the organization, I think he's stabilized it. I think he's legitimized it. And, you know, if you let Mike go, and you talked about it yesterday, the history of the Kings, we go back to being one of the laughing stocks in the league again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what respected coach would want to come and be a part of this if you let Mike Brown go too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's taken us a while to be able to attract a guy like Mike Brown and sort of clean things up and clean up our reputation. Don't go backwards by letting him go.
Yeah, I think he knows that too. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Eric Pincus, who is a capologist, and Eric Pincus is a national NBA writer for Bleacher Report. He joins us with more on the Kings, the Cap, and contention down the road. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.